I'm trying to reach the church. We need to reach the church before these diseases become so ingrained that it literally takes every bit of your faith, the church's faith, intercessor's faith, to pull you out of this rut.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and guest Dr. Don Colbert uncover the dangers of sugar and its tie to cancer and multiple diseases. Stop the cycle. Be equipped with revelation and understanding to live in God's divine health.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Yeah, you're going to like this today. I can already tell. Amen. Don't you think so, Doc? Oh, yeah. I want you to join me in welcoming Dr. Don Colbert into the studio today.
Praise God. I'm so glad you're here, man.
Praise God. Now, if you really want to download the notes to what you're going to get all this weekend, and all next week, you're going to need them, and you're going to want them, and you're going to be glad you have them. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise for this broadcast today. We uplift our hearts and our minds to receive revelation from heaven, words from heaven that move heaven on the earth, and we thank you for it. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We've got a wonderful studio audience in here today. Praise God. Welcome, everybody.
And my wife, Mary's here.
Yeah, I said.
In the front row.
Wonderful studio audience. Yeah, amen. Hi, Mary Berry. We love you, girl. Amen. And members of the KCM staff and members of EMIC staff and just some people that just love us, you know. Got partners here. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we're gonna have a good time a couple of weeks here. How come you sitting way back there and I'm way up?
Well, I'm more relaxed right here. I'm just kind of leaning back, relaxing.
Amen. Let's open our Bibles, first of all, to the 23rd chapter of Proverbs. We're going to be talking about and talking from Dr. Colbert's new book, and the Keto Zone. This thing is so good. I can hardly wait to get into this. The first time, now I'm 81 years old, and the first time in my life that my weight has been stable, not like somebody said, how much weight have you lost? I said, you know, probably 35, 40,000 pounds. Like that. Yeah, probably more than that now. But for the first time, it's stable. Where I get up Sunday morning, weigh, and it's the same thing it was last Sunday. Amen. But we're going to pick him for everything he knows. And listen, hey, guys, be getting ready for Fridays, because I'm just going to open it up and you're just going to ask him whatever you need to ask. So you're going along, write down questions and stuff, and we'll have a good time with it. 23rd chapter of Proverbs, are you there? When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently. Very important word. Consider diligently what is before thee. Stop and think before you eat it.
Amen.
Put a knife to your throat if you be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful food, deceitful meat. They look good, taste good, smell good, and they're worthless. Now, look at the 20th and the 21st verse. There's some in both of these places, there's just a major revelation that came to me a number of years ago. I never would have been able to. I weighed 263 pounds one time. Now, I didn't stay there very long, but that was the peak. So, be not, verse 20, be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. Drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. So, I wanted you to notice here that the drunkard and the glutton are mentioned in both together. Every verse that in the Bible that I've been able to find that mentions the glutton mentions the drunkard in the same in the same context. Now, here's what's so important about that. This is addiction.
Yes, absolutely right.
And food addiction is one of the meanest addictions there is. And I knew I was addicted to it, particularly bread. What I didn't know back then, it metabolizes into sugar and alcohol. Right. I mean, it'll make a drunkard out of you. And I didn't know how to get free from it. And I asked the Lord, I said, you delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from drinking. I never was a drinker. I didn't like it in the first place. And the few times that I did get drunk and I lost control mentally, boy, I didn't like that at all. I really wanted out of that. But I said, how are you going to deliver me from food? I mean, come on. And I kept on about this, and I've did some serious fasting and praying over this. It sounds like it happened in a few minutes, but it happened over a period of time. And then when I heard him, oh, it wasn't audible, but it was really close. He said, Kenneth, I didn't deliver you from drinking. I delivered you from drinking alcohol. I didn't deliver you from breathing. I delivered you from breathing smoke. And he said, you're a hypocrite. I said, Lord, you hit me a low blow here. Why? It really just almost brought me to tears. He said, you'll fire somebody for putting the wrong brand of oil, particularly in your airplane. I said, yeah, I will. He said, you'll put anything in your body, and it's a much finer machine than your car. Or your airplane. He said, you put stuff in there, you ain't got any idea what's in it. See, I was not diligently considering what was before me. And he said, you never read the label on a can. You have no idea what you're stuffing in your mouth. And the only thing, it just it looks good and tastes good. Well, you know, why not? And he said, "That's you have to make a choice and put a stop to it. So that's when it began back there years ago. And it worked.
But you had a revelation.
Yeah, and that's though without that you're in trouble.
Right, but most people, and this is what I found in my practice, people come to my practice and I give them the plan, yet they don't follow through until usually they get a revelation. Now, usually the revelation they come in with is, hey, Dr. Colbert, I've just had a massive heart attack. Now only half of my heart is functioning. And now my lungs are filling up with fluid and my feet are filling up with fluid and I'm exhausted and I can only walk a few steps before I have to stop. Or they come in with cancer, stage 3 or 4, where they've only been given 6 months to live. Or they come in with Alzheimer's and it's moderate Alzheimer's and the doctors have said, hey,
within a few years, you'll be in a nursing home. Now, again, I'm trying to reach the church. We need to reach the church before these diseases become so ingrained that it literally takes everybody, your faith, the church's faith, intercessor's faith, to pull you out of this rut, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what the statistics show, it's alarming what's happening in this country with our food. Realize in 1960, 1 in 7 Americans were obese, 1960. Now, today, over 1 in 3 are obese, and it's projected by 2050, 1 in 2 Americans will be obese.
50%.
50%. And it's predicted by 2050, 1 in 3 Americans will have type 2 diabetes. And it's predicted by 2050 that Alzheimer's disease will triple. Now, what is happening, if you look at this story, when you choose to eat a lot of sugar, carbs, and starches, you are literally inviting into your body, into your brain, 35 major diseases. It's the same principle as Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Brethren, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever seed you sow, that will you also reap. And then it goes on to say that we'll reap corruption of the flesh. Now, what corruption is destruction of the flesh. Well, what's Alzheimer's? Destruction of the brain. What's cancer? Destruction of the body and forming cells that literally start to hijack all your nutrition, and it grows off your body and it starves your body.
You know, I see now why God put the drunkard and the glutton in the same verse. From what you're saying, the drunkard knows what he's inviting.
Yes.
I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wind up drunk. I'm going to wind up driving. I'm liable to kill somebody, mm-hmm. but he does it anyway. The insidious part of this is inviting all of this disease and sickness and death into your body.
Yes.
You don't even know it.
Don't even know it. Now, here's the key now. Because alcohol you get addicted to, here are the key foods we get addicted to. The key foods we get addicted to are sugars, carbs, and starches. What's the common denominator in all these foods? Well, sugar forms sugar, and sugar feeds cancer. Sugar actually is cancer's favorite food. It invites cancer into the body when you choose to eat a lot of sugar. When you eat a lot of carbs and starches, potatoes, bread, corn, even rice, you're actually, it's breaking down to sugar, and you're, again, inviting all these diseases into your body because your body sees sugar, sees starches, carbs, and sugars as sugar. Now, what's happening, again, is by choosing to do this, sugar actually increases dopamine in the brain. What's dopamine? One of the most powerful neurotransmitters in our bodies. It's in charge of the reward system of the body. In other words, when you eat sugar, you get a boost or burst of dopamine. Dopamine is this incredible feel-good chemical, and it actually causes us to have bliss, euphoria, and it's the pleasure reward system of the body. And so when you continually eat sugar and starches and carbs, you get addicted to it due mainly to this dopamine surge that you get. And most people are wanting that surge every 3 or 4 hours. That's why they're reaching for sugar. The other thing it does, rats and mice choose sugar over cocaine, which is amazing. That's how addictive this is.
Mm-hmm.
And then what sugar does is it increases a powerful hormone in your body. Whenever you eat sugar, carbs, or starches, excessive carbs and starches, it increases insulin. Now, here's what insulin does. Insulin programs you for fat storage, particularly in your belly. And so when you choose to eat that sugar, your insulin's going up. But then what happens, after a few hours, your sugar drops, because that's what insulin does. It drives sugar in the cell. Your blood sugar drops and unleashes a ravenous appetite. And so you get stuck in this cycle. Every 3 to 4 hours, you need another sugar, carb, or starch hit in order to get your burst of dopamine, in order to raise your blood sugar so you don't have that hypoglycemic reaction or low blood sugar. So it's highly addictive when we continue to eat all these sugars and starches, because what happens over time, and this is what happens to most people, between the ages of 40 and 50, something happens in most Americans.
They can no longer eat that pizza and not gain weight. They can no longer go and eat that big plate of pasta or all those bagels or all that bread or all that corn or all those corn chips. Because when they do, they notice something happen. They notice their waist is going up. They notice they're getting sluggish. But what is happening, they are becoming insulin resistant, because as your belly gets bigger, you become more insulin resistant. When that happens, you are inviting diabetes into your body. And that's what sugar does. So this insulin eventually stays high all the time as we get older, 40, 50, it keeps creeping up. When insulin creeps up higher and higher, eventually what that does is causing you to have more belly fat, then it invites every 35 major diseases into your body, especially type 2 diabetes, especially obesity, especially heart disease, because sugars and carbs cause plaque buildup in your arteries. So literally what we're doing is we're trapped in this cycle. And so until people get the revelation, and again, sometimes it takes a heart attack, a stroke, you know, severe complications of diabetes like amputation of a limb, kidney failure, Alzheimer's disease, cancer. Now you see what's happening. 1 in 3 Americans will die of heart disease. That's the number one cause of death in this country. What's it due primarily to? Excessive sugars, carbs, and starches. And the number
two... Which created the plaque, which shut down the arteries and kills you.
The number two cause of death in this country is cancer. Approximately one in four will die of cancer. And cancer's favorite food is sugar. In fact, when a person has advanced cancer, they do a special test called a PET scan. Remember a PET scan? In a PET scan, they inject a radioactive sugar into your body called FDG. Fluorodeoxyglucose, which is sugar, a radioactive tag sugar. Now, what happens is cancer cells gobble up that sugar because they're sugar feeders. And so that's how we find out where the cancer is, by injecting a special radioactive tag glucose or sugar. So again, we've got to get people to understand, you have got to receive the revelation. Hey, I don't want to wait until I'm diagnosed with a heart attack, a stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, complication of diabetes. I want to go ahead and start now. And that's the key. What I found is people need that revelation, that aha moment, that epiphany.
Mm-hmm, like happened to me.
Yes, and it happened to you. Now, again, the good thing about it is he didn't have any health catastrophe. Mm-hmm. Why wait until you have a health catastrophe before you have that aha moment, that revelation? Now, once they get the revelation, you know what they have to do? They have to make a decision. What is that decision you want to do? I lay sugar, excessive carbs, excessive starches on the altar and follow the plan. Now, when you make that decision, you have to follow it with a commitment. You've got to commit to the program. I tell people, if you can commit 3 weeks, watch 3 weeks. It takes 3 weeks to form a habit. It takes 3 months to form a lifestyle. Now, if you can commit to 3 weeks, bingo, we have just... We'll put the sugar on the altar. A lot of people say, oh, if I do that, I'll go through withdrawal. Some people do. But that even shows you even more so why you need to do it.
Yeah, and so what?
So what? That's right.
So what?
And that's why you need to. You're going through a detox, literally, from sugar, carbs, and starches. But then that's why it's so important to get a partner. And I tell people, get a partner to help you through this. A prayer partner, could be a friend, or someone that's a strong person that can help you through this. You got to make that commitment. And then once you make that commitment, you follow through. And we need support. The church has got to band together. Realize the church is sicker. The Christians are usually the sickest religion, have more disease in Christians than most any other religion. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
And what's happened, again, Jesus has called us to do 3 key activities. You know what these 3 activities are? Anyone? Number one, we are to pray. Number two, we are to give. Number three, we are to fast. When you follow the keto zone lifestyle, you are following a fasted lifestyle, so like John the Baptist, but you're just not eating honey and wild locusts, okay? And so, do you realize the incredible benefits medically from therapeutic fasting? Now, again, I'm kind of switching the subjects, but therapeutic fasting is the most amazing new thing of research they're doing now to show the tremendous health benefits. Do you know when you fast for like 12 hours, like from 7 in the evening to 7 in the morning, or even longer, up to 18 hours a day, you unleash a process in the body called autophagy. I know that's a mouthful,
That just means self-eating. Your body goes into a state of self-cleaning the cells on a cellular level. Your body starts to take out old, worn-out proteins, mitochondria, organelles, and cell membranes, and it starts to get rid of them and recycle them to rebuild new cells. Isn't that cool how it works?
Now, the beginning of Gloria and my transformation was back there some years ago when you taught us this, and we began having supper at 5:30 in the evening.
Praise God.
And 5:30 to 6 o'clock.
Right.
And then didn't eat anything else until 8:30, 9 o'clock the next morning.
Now, let me tell you what it does. When you do that, your body, your cells go into a self-cleaning mechanism. And what happens? It takes old, damaged proteins and cellular structures and starts to recycle them, kind of like having an old car. And you take out the, you know, the spark plugs. Some people take the motor out of the car and put a new motor in there. That's what your body's doing. It's removing old proteins and old damaged parts of the cell, and it's creating new parts. Now, what happens, damaged proteins create damaged cells that can either undergo three things we usually find. Either you can keep your damaged cells and feel rotten, or the cells can go through apoptosis or programmed cell death, or it's more prone to form a cancer cell. So by doing this, you're cleaning out these bad cells and you are preventing cancer. The other thing you're doing, you're cleaning, and this is the Keto Zone program too, you go into a state of autophagy when you do this program. And just like I told you, you wait 12 hours from the time you eat dinner to the time you eat breakfast. But then for Alzheimer's disease, it starts to clear out those abnormal proteins in the brain that trigger Alzheimer's. It clears out the beta amyloid, the tau protein. The body literally shuttles these abnormal proteins into a structure of the cell called the lysosome, and it breaks it down. And it reuses the amino acids to form more good proteins. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
So that's the exciting thing. And this program does that for you because you literally take the thing that turns off autophagy, you know what it is? Sugar, carbs, starches. High insulin turns the self-cleaning process off. So again, you can rid your body and prevent many times cancer, Alzheimer's, and many other diseases just by taking away the sugar and carbs for 12 hours a day, at least 12 hours, I tell people. Now, if you can go 13, 14, 15, 16, some people do it 16 hours a day. Some people have a window where they eat 8 hours a day and they fast 16 hours, and it's amazing how the body changes.
Well, I mean, that's what God told Israel. On the Sabbath, don't eat until evening.
Right.
I don't do it because it was part of the law. I do it because it's intelligent.
Amen.
But if it worked back there, then it works now. Right. And so, and Gloria doesn't do that, but I do.
Praise God.
And come Saturday, I just don't eat or drink a lot of water, and I drink my tea.
Good.
And stuff, my hot tea. Yeah, you know, like this. And but then in that evening, I eat protein and get up the next morning, and I weigh exactly the same that I did the last week.
Well, you are living a fasted lifestyle. And when you do that, and especially that 12-hour period during the night, you are unleashing one of the most powerful mechanisms in the body to prevent cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and every other disease.
Oh, you got to love it, man. Glory to God.
It's
hallelujah.
Exciting.
Where are we, Tim? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. This has been good, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, but my grandson Jeremy will be back in just a minute.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.